My daughter was in an inclusion classroom the last 2 years, so she was able to spend the majority of her day in a general education setting. And both of those years, I was able to volunteer for one of the roles that they had for parents so that I could be a little bit more involved. And anytime there were parties or opportunities for parents to come help shop in the book fair with their kids, I could be there for that. So a couple of different ways for me to be involved. I'm fortunate in that I can be at her school as often as the opportunity arises. The struggle is that she is not as independent if I'm there. So I have to balance my desire to be present in her school with, is that really what's best for her and her ability to go about her day? I think if they encouraged parents of special needs kids to get involved in the PTA or the PTO and tell them your voice could be heard, you could make changes that would benefit your child in addition to the rest of the kids, that would also probably be helpful. Just find ways for families to mix and mingle with parents of non-disabled children in the school setting, just so everybody can see each other and be more aware of each other. One other thing, they probably would have to get permission from parents, but maybe feature the special needs students on social media like they do all the other kids. So if they'll say, Miss So-and-so's class had a great time making artwork today, do that also with these classes. Some parents are oblivious, really, to, oh, there's a special needs setting in the school. I didn't know that. And it's no fault of theirs. They just weren't aware. Maybe just have more of a presence in the school community.